This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You want a good chuckle? Think about the people that the Democrats have to rely on as their potential candidates. And one who has sort of thrown her hat in the ring. Now, I don't know. You ready? Chelsea Clinton. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to call the show. Chelsea Clinton says running for office someday is a definite possibility. Just when you think the Clintons are gone, right? Chelsea now says, I may have a future in a Democratic Party. These people are truly optimists. I'm not, okay, you can't rule anything out. But if I were Chelsea Clinton, I would be concerned about staying out of prison. What a sheltered life. And what a gauntlet of protection Chelsea must believe she lives under to be looking at the future. When you think of all the crooked nature of the Clinton Foundation, even if think about this. If mom and dad go to prison, Chelsea's still looking ahead like, I know my mom went to prison because of, you know, giving away secrets and a bunch of lies and killing people, and my dad was complicit, but you just never know. I mean, the future is this very strange thing. Yeah, it's not a real good legacy to be betting on, Chelsea, but you know what? I'm not here to rain on her parade. Well, I kind of am, because I think she's delusional. Here's the article. Chelsea Clinton announced in an interview that running for office is a definite possibility for her in the future. Jesus, take the wheel. While I disagree with the president, I think my family is being really well represented. But if that were to change, if my city councilor were to retire, if my congresswoman were to retire, my senators, and I thought that I could make a positive impact, then I would really have to ask my answer to that question of whether to run for office. She says, for me, it's a definite no now, but it's a definite maybe in the future. And who knows what the future is going to bring. I agree. And look, the future, what about 2020? Chelsea Avenatti Clinton ticket. Michael Avenatti, porn star, porn lawyer, and Chelsea Clinton. I'll leave you to decide where you want to put her. But let's just say Bill Clinton, certainly, maybe it'll be an Avenatti Clinton and it'll be Bill Clinton saying, I'll be your vice president. Is that constitutionally okay? Then he could make Chelsea Secretary of State. Unbelievable, man. Wow. What would the country do with another Clinton and it'd be Chelsea? I mean, I'm not casting aspersions on Chelsea. She grew up privileged in a way that, I'm going to tell you, I couldn't even fathom. And, you know, let's face it, she's from a political family. She thinks she knows the ins and outs. But do we really need another Clinton? And one that got a cushy job at NBC because of her mom, one that has literally led a life of leisure because of her mom, and we just say, and I know we're not seriously considering her, but I'm saying there are people that probably are. Oh, that Chelsea Clinton, she'd be awesome. I'd vote for her. There are people on the other side of our equation that look at Chelsea as a viable candidate. They see her as her pedigree is there. She's a Clinton. I thought the Clintons would be gone. How many times have they talk about cats? How many times have we killed these cats? Metaphorically. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how many times have we written off the Clintons? Being honest, I think they're written off. Even though, as I talk about this, Hillary Clinton is going to but she's part of three Democratic fundraisers. That goes to show you how there are still people out there who want to invest and believe in the lie. Let me tell you what should have happened right now. What should have happened is the Clinton Foundation should have been completely scuttled. Clinton Global Initiative, all of it. One, if not all of the Clintons should be in prison. And we should be whitewashing the records of everything that the Clintons did, essentially from history, outside of Bill Clinton's presidency and us remembering Monica Lewinsky and the contract with America, Contract for America, that Newt Gingrich forced Bill Clinton to enact. Outside of that, we shouldn't be talking about these clowns. And wow. The Me Too movement. The feminist movement. I'm just giving you some things that the Clinton ladies, the Clinton women, I'm not going to call them ladies, the Clinton women have been involved in. The Me Too movement. Hillary Clinton watched a lecherous Holly weirdo, more than one, including her husband, take advantage of women in more way, in ways that would make you want to just reach out and slap somebody. And she calls herself a feminist. She calls herself somebody who cares about women and has run on that. And by the way, if Hillary Clinton were a Republican, she would be ostracized in the feminist community for the things that she's done. I want you to imagine Sarah Palin standing next to Harvey Weinstein at party after party after party. Todd Palin, you know, nuzzled up with Harvey Weinstein party after party after party after Todd Palin had been accused and essentially paid off women for sexual abuse. I mean, can you imagine what the fallout would be for Palin? But here's Hillary Clinton. Oh, hey, come help us with fundraisers. Now, let me tell you what the Democrats won't do. And I said it before. They won't run with Hillary. They'll say, oh, there are people willing to pay money to see this, you know, harlot. Fine. We'll set up a fundraiser. What's interesting about the fundraisers, though, is the amount of money you got to pay to see them now. There was a time when to see the Clintons cost you $35,000 a table, a place. It's $5,000 this event. The events I'm seeing, and here's the deal: it's not just Hillary. It's a cast. It's Hillary and others that are going to be attending these fundraisers. So you can't even say that it's $5,000 to see Hillary. Maybe that's the way they cover it up, so you don't know how much that they would get. I don't think Hillary Clinton could get a $500 a plate in the real world. Oh, well, we got a lot to talk about, particularly the change in the lexicon, something that I promise you is going to be somewhat shocking.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I was hanging out with one of my friends and gone to visit. And we were golfing together and stuff. And I think we were coming back. We were going to watch parts of my movie because I had to do some post-production edit. And he was like, can I watch? I was like, sure. But anyway, on the way back, he was telling me, and this is a guy, you know, he's in his 70s. Still a very healthy guy. But we were talking and he's like, at the restaurant where we had gone, there was a gay couple there. And, you know, two ladies, and we're just having a conversation, and we're ordering at the bar. And so he, you know, you could just tell they were together. And I said, hey, so what brings you ladies to town? Oh, you know, we're doing a little hiking and things like this. And the more we talked, I mean, they were interesting ladies. Well, I used to be a school teacher, and the other one, I said, what's your friend do? She says, she owns restaurants. And so as we're chit-chatting, they go, we love this place. We've been here. They said, we've been here, 6 or 7 days, and we've eaten at this restaurant 5 days. So I asked her friend, I said, hey, so, what do you think about this place? She goes, oh, I love it. She goes, I think I need to build a restaurant here. And I said, I would build a doghouse. If there's something that would make me stay in Jackson Hole, I'd do it. And so she's like, you know, so we're having this good conversation. And I'm asking them about their lives back home. It's without even saying we're lesbians. We knew they were lesbians, me and my buddy. And so we're having this great conversation, and they go, what do you do? And I go, well, I'm a political pundit, you know, funny guy, kind of a humorist. And, oh, really? And I didn't say Fox News because, you know, not that it was going to trigger him or anything. I didn't think it was necessary. And so we leave, and my buddy says, you know, those girls were lesbians. And I go, yeah. And we get into the conversation. He goes, there was a time that might have bothered me. And this is a Southern dude. You know, very religious, the whole deal. And he goes, but now he goes, honestly, live and let live, you know. And I was thinking, now here's a conservative guy who's evolved over time. You know, my friend's probably 72, 73, and he's evolved to the point where he's like, you know what? I don't know when he held that view. Was it in his 40s? Was it in his 50s? Was it in his 60s? But he's evolved to say, live and let live. As long as you're not legislating me, live and let live. But what was funny, I told him, I said, the girl remembered my name. She goes, what's your last name? And I said, Jackson. Because she goes, Kevin, right? Yeah. She goes, what's your last name? I said, Jackson. And when I told her I'm a, you know, on TV and all that, she goes, I'm going to look you up. And I went, you do that. And here's what we came back. I said, so I was talking to my buddy. I said, so when, you know, it's funny to me is that she really caught my name and then she asked for my last name. And he goes, yeah, she's going to look you up. And I said, and you know what she's going to find out? She's going to see this staunchly conservative guy that we had a great time with. We were toasting our drinks together in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I was genuinely interested in these ladies. They, you know, they were talking, oh, yeah, we're going to go bike. And she won't hike because she's afraid of bears and all this. And I said, I agree with you. And we were chuckling and laughing together. And she's going to go find out who I am. And she's going to go, that guy's a conservative. And then they're going to remember, wow, but he was really nice. And so was his friend. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. See, we're good people. And I will tell you, many of us have evolved in the sense of live and let live. I grew up, gay things were strange. I mean, it was a very strange thing to have people who were gay around you. And it was a hush-hush subject. And maybe you've evolved in your feelings about gays. I don't care who you want to choose as a mate. I truly don't. I just care about legislating. This, all these new transgender pronouns and transgender bathrooms, now that this stuff has become pervasive. And to me, you know, that's when I draw the line. But just in conversation and being friends, I would have happily joined those ladies for dinner the next day had I stayed. Or said, hey, when I'm in your neck of the woods, let's get together, blah, blah, blah. Politics aside, they were nice women. But what they do is the agenda of the LGBT community and the leftists in general is always to make your life miserable with whatever their little indulgence is. You must indulge in what they indulge in. So I want to talk to you about this thing that's happening right now with transgender. You're going to love this. This is one of these things where your sensibilities are about to get tested. And it has to do with the lexicon. And I talk about the lexicon quite often because we lose in language much of the time as conservatives. And it starts very, you know, it's a small thing at the beginning that ends up being something big. Right now, for example, we're talking about these pronouns, and it's like people are going, that's crazy. I'm never going to be using Z and Za and whatever else. Well, never say never. California wants to put you in jail for using the wrong pronouns. Fine you. Canada is talking about this as well. It's what may put Jordan Peterson on the map. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I want to get into this one. This is from Healthline.com, and they say, for the purposes of this guide, I'm reading this. We'll refer to the vagina as the, quote, front hole instead of solely using the medical term vagina. This is gender-inclusive language that's considerate of the fact that some trans people don't identify with the labels the medical community attaches to their genitals. If you're thinking I'm playing, if you're thinking this is a joke, it's no joke. Let me finish reading this. It says, for example, some trans and non-binary identified people assigned female at birth may enjoy being the receptor of penetrative sex, but experience gender dysphoria when that part of their body is referred to using a word that society and professional communities often associate with femaleness. Do you understand what they're saying? They're saying that if you have a vagina, but you suffer from gender dysphoria, then you don't think of your, what do they call it, your front hole as a vagina. You think of it as a receptor of penetrative sex. That's how crazy the world has become. So, if you're a biological woman who thinks she's a man, it shouldn't be called a vagina. So, in other words, we have to relearn what this is when we're looking at somebody that declares themselves to be a man, even though they have all the body parts of a woman. Life's confusing enough. I mean, sometimes I just want to be like Monk and have the same suit that I wear. But now I gotta rethink. So when I see a transgender, I say, okay, well, you don't technically have a vagina. You have a, what was it again? A front hole that is the receptor of penetrative sex, but not like that of a woman. Now, I'm just telling you, that's too, the leftists create crazy world. Some trans and non-binary identified people assigned female at birth may enjoy being the receptor of penetrative sex, but experience gender dysphoria. Huh? I mean, I'm pretty smart, but I don't think I want to explain that to my kids.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Later on, I knew. Later on. But you have to understand, Ainsley, what he did, and they weren't taken out of campaign finance. That's a big thing. That's a much bigger thing. Did they come out of the campaign? They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me, and I tweeted about it. You know, I don't know if you know, but I tweeted about the payments.
President Trump on Fox News in his first interview after his former attorney, Michael Cohen, admitted to sending hush money payments in a plea deal. The president continued,
"They didn't come out of campaign. In fact, my first question when I heard about it was, did they come out of the campaign? Because that could be a little dicey."
Hawaii residents are stocking up on everything from bottled water to toilet paper as Hurricane Lane barrels down towards Hawaii. Currently, it's a Category 4 hurricane, but it could reach a Category 5 status later today. Currently, the storm is 460 miles southeast of Honolulu. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So we understand more now that the social media folks out there, the Jack Dorseys, the Zuckerbergs, etc., have been shadow banning and doing things to us. And, you know, there's something to be done about it. They recognize that they're going to get regulated if this continues. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to KJRadio.com. I predicted this years ago. You guys know my background in management consulting, and I feel like risk is an area that we always have to be aware of. In any corporation that I worked with, you're always concerned about risk. There's a big risk component. They call it shrinkage in retail, meaning theft in whatever way. Believe it or not, the biggest theft in retail is employees. It's not shoplifters, it's employees. Whether it's a restaurant, people walking out with food, or people taking stuff out in boxes in the warehouse. Things like this. That's the risk element. In the restaurant business, there's a risk of food poisoning. Things like this. So we try to mitigate our risk. And in the world of politics, in the world of life, I know that sounds weird, but we as conservatives, we don't think about the risk. We just presume everybody's playing by the rules. So when Facebook came along and Zuckerberg said, "I got this great thing where you can find people and keep up with your stuff," we jumped. Woohoo! Look at this. I could help my old buddy from high school, my old war veteran friend, my old girlfriend I used to hang out with, whatever. And everybody got onto the bandwagon, and Zuckerberg chuckled and said, "These people don't even realize what they're giving me." And he's carrying around a nuclear bomb and pushing buttons on it, going, "What's this do? What's this do?" And we happily joined in. And even when we found out how malicious it could be, do you think there's been a mass exodus over to TeaPartyCommunity.org? With you knowing what Zuckerberg is doing. That's the intoxicant of social media and Facebook. You knowing that Jack Dorsey, I think that's his last name, at Jack on Twitter, that Jack Dorsey, he is shadow banning you. He's not letting your words get out. People that were trying to build businesses, investing money in Facebook, have lost thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. I know people that have lost hundreds of thousands of investment dollars in Facebook with no ramifications. Facebook changes the algorithm, says, "Hey, you're making too much money, conservative news outlet. You're getting too much traction, conservative news outlet. This is your little piece of the pie, your little little island in the stream, so to speak. And you build it. You're not begging anybody to come. You may advertise, and it's their prerogative to let you in or not let you in. You know what Facebook does? It says, I'm going to determine what is good speech, free speech, whatever, And if I don't like what you say, I'll shut your page down. You've invested, don't even get me started. You invest, you know, thousands of man hours into building your little world. And maybe you get a million people, 5 million people. In the scheme of things, 2 billion people on this platform, your 5 million, which represents pretty much you, your ability to go out there and find people that like what you do. And Facebook says, I'm not going to let them get to your message. Jack at Twitter says, I'm going to shadow ban you. I'm going to not let all of your fans, the people that want to hear from you, I'm not going to let them see your stuff. But on the leftist, you can be whatever you want. You could be anti-Trump. You could hate Trump. You could call us deplorables. You could call us whatever you want short of N-word, and they won't say a word to you. You could be Muslims talking about cutting the heads off of infidels. No problem. You're a Jew, and you say, why are they lobbing bombs across the wall at us? And they will shut your page down. And the way the algorithms work, they essentially tell the left, hey, look, you do enough of this. If you say, I hate Kevin Jackson enough, we'll shut his page down or we'll shut his message down. Now they got all ranking systems. Are you real news or fake news? And all you could do is say, hey, I saw this article. Here it is. I'm not here to determine whether it's real or fake, but here you go. And they go, oh, you promoted an article that was fake. You're fake news. Or you didn't do enough research or this or that. I'm just telling you, it's the system is set up to crush you. I told people this years ago. I said, you can invest in Facebook all you want. You're making a deal with the devil. You're sleeping with a dog and wonder how you got up with fleas and worms. And I'm telling you right now, I know how you got them. From spooning with Fido. So what are you doing? This isn't the Jack Dorsey talk about Twitter.
So I think a lot of the statements behind the statement, the question behind the question is, look, shadow banning is a very widely defined term. There's not one single definition. So the definition that we found that seems to resonate with the most people is, not amplifying particular messages. Or if someone puts out a tweet, hiding that tweet from everyone without that person who tweeted it knowing about it. So, but the real question behind the question is, are we doing something according to political ideology or viewpoints? And we are not, period. We do not look at content with regards to political viewpoint or ideology. We look at behavior. And we use that behavior as a signal to add to relevance. We need to constantly show that we are not adding our own bias, which I fully admit is more left leaning, and I think it's important to articulate our bias and to share it with people so that people understand us. But we need to remove all bias from how we act and our policies and our enforcement.
People have these assumptions that you're out to get them or something.
Which is why transparency matters so much.
Yeah.
Which is why being open about our own personal views and what we think about what's happening is important. And I'll fully admit that I haven't done enough of that. I haven't done enough of like articulating my own personal objectives with this service and my own personal objectives in the world. I think people see a faceless corporation they don't assume that humans are in it, you know, or that they're genuine or authentic. They just assume based on what the output is. And that's on us. It's on me.
Welcome back. So Jack Dorsey says, well, hey, if I tell you that I'm biased, I'm exonerated. You know, at least I'm open. I'm being transparent. Now, he's clueless because he says, oh, no, we're not operating on this bias. The fact is, at the top of the company, I just want you to imagine this. At the top of the company, this is a guy that says, we're biased. Now, he sets he level sets within the corporation who we are. He's in Silicon Valley. Who do you think he's hiring? He's hiring kids out of college who have biases. These kids are working within the confines of leftism, and so they implement the processes. They're the programmers. Even if they said that we're not biased per se, when you do your bots and these things that go out and look at messages, there's an implicit bias. The people that are programming, putting these algorithms together, are saying, you know, go look for this, look for code words. Then they whisper, we're doing this, we're doing, you know, to the other side, to their side, this is how you can stop these people. Oh, by the way, Jack, your own employees said that they were doing this, so it isn't like it's a secret. There's video of them saying, we intentionally do this to conservatives. But he wants to say, because he's admitting it, it's all good. And Candace Owen tweets, you know, Jack's not a bad guy. He admitted it, and he at least recognizes and he's working on it. See, that's naivete. That's somebody that is going to be boiling in the water and not understand why the water got so hot so quick. I'm not stupid enough to believe that Jack really wants to do something about this. He can come on TV, he can do interviews with Brian Stelter and say, you know, Brian, we recognize our faults. We really want to be better people, better human beings. We don't want to limit people's speech and all that. Hogwash. If I was going to shut down a movement, and if my ideology was as such that I wanted to, you know, to do what the left does, I would do it exactly the way they said. I would lie to you and tell you, I have no bias, but here's what I can tell you. At teapartycommunity.org, you come over there. If you're a lefty, I won't shut you down. I'm happy to let you express yourself. Yeah. And the reason is, I know in the world of ideas, in the debate around those ideas, we will win. I'm not worried about you. I could give you example after example where we have debated. I'm talking about we conservatives have debated. There is no losing against the left when you debate with logic and common sense over emotion. It's a fact. Unless you're in a relationship with a spouse who's having a bad day and it is based strictly on emotion and you can pull logic out, there's no reason for you to lose in a debate of ideas with liberals. There's no way to lose. Immigration. We should protect our borders. It's that simple. Illegals should not be allowed to vote because people in this country, citizens, have invested in this country. End of story. No driver's license because you're here illegally. I could go on. Tax policy. Show me where the government should get the bulk of your money in any way, shape, or form, and I'll capitulate. They shouldn't. You've earned it. You should be able to keep it. And government should be able to operate on the thinnest of margins and should always be looking for ways to cut themselves out of something versus inserting themselves into it. I can make a logical reason for that. Government doesn't take care of babies and go to graduations. They don't start businesses and have sleepless nights. These people want to hurt us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly. I think that Bruce Orr is a disgrace with his wife Nellie. For him to be in the Justice Department and to be doing what he did, that is a disgrace. That is disqualifying for Mueller. And Mr. Mueller has a lot of conflicts also, directly yourself, so you know that. Mr. Mueller is highly conflicted. In fact, Comey is like his best friend. I could go into conflict after conflict. But sadly, Mr. Mueller is conflicted. But let him write his report. We did nothing. There's no collusion. But if he was doing an honest report, he'd write it on the other side. Because when you look at criminality and you look at problems, take a look at what they did, including colluding with the Russians, the other side.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was the president talking about
Robert Mueller and the conflicts. And anybody that would dare go investigate this stuff, they'd see as conflicts. Conflict of interest with Comey. There's a picture that's circulating right now. It's got Robert Mueller with Brennan and Clapper, and they are yucking it up. Yucking it up. You think these guys aren't communicating with one another, back channels and all this other stuff? It's ridiculous. But I said the other day, Donald Trump is a genius. Brennan comes out and says, I'm going to sue. I'm going to give my security clearances back. Not just for me. I'm doing this for the American people. Yeah, because let me tell you, that security clearance is worth millions in the private sector. Brennan took away my buddy, Tonto, Chris Peronto. He took away his security clearance because they wouldn't toe the line on Benghazi. And he has the nerve to want to keep his. Forget it. Jim Jordan had a comment about security clearances. Let's hear this.
Questions that stem from that as we get a chance to interview him in a couple weeks.
I'll get you two more quick things here. Rudy Giuliani wants an answer from Bob Mueller by the 1st of September. I don't know if that happens or not. Perhaps it does. Do you think Mueller's waiting on this Manafort verdict?
I have no idea. What I do know is not one bit of evidence of any type of coordination, collusion, conspiracy, and no bit of evidence between the Russians and the Trump campaign, none. But what we do know, we've said it time and time again, is the Clinton campaign paid the Perkins Coie law firm, who paid Fusion, who then went out and hired Christopher Steele, whose wife, Bruce Orr, also worked for Fusion, whose husband worked for DOJ, who gave information to the FBI that they then used to go spy on the other campaign. We do know that. So if there's any type of conspiracy coordination or collusion going on, there certainly was there on that side, but we haven't seen any on the side of the Trump campaign.
John Brennan's in the news, right? This is what he wrote specifically, his words about losing his clearance and what about President Trump and Canon Trump knows. He says, Mr. Trump's claims of no collusion are, in a word, hogwash. That's Brennan talking that way. So what does he know that we don't?
I don't think he knows anything more than we don't. There's no clue. I just think he's mad and saying this stuff and doesn't like President Trump, doesn't like all the good things that are getting done in this country under his leadership. Here's what I also know. John Brennan leaked information to Harry Reid, lost his clearance. James Clapper lied under oath in the Intel Committee in the Senate. James Comey has been fired for leaking information and all kinds of other things. Andy McCabe lied 3 times under oath, has been fired. Sally Yates, fired. Peter Strzok, demoted, then fired. Lisa Page, demoted, then left the FBI. Jim Baker, chief counsel at the FBI, demoted and then left. I think all those people, frankly, should lose their clearance, particularly when you have that kind of history where you've been fired, demoted, leaking information. Why should you have a clearance? So I agree with the president and what he did. I think there's a lot more people who, frankly, deserve the same treatment.
Hear, hear. I bet many of you feel the same way. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, I mean, can you get a better synopsis of this stuff? President Trump calls Bruce Orr a racist. I mean, a racist, a disgrace. He is a racist, too, probably. I don't know if he's a racist, but he's definitely a disgrace. And says he needs to lose his security. Look, we're only at the beginning of the security clearance losses, and I don't know when Trump will do it, but here's what I'll tell you. Oh, it's been anointed by God, and when he does it, he'll do it, and the Democrats will flip, 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 and eventually people will go, uh-oh, we're in big trouble. And I think that as they continue to peel back the onion and get more and more people caught in this net of losing their security clearances, well, I think the closer we get to the bottom of it. Because the more I'm going to give you what I think is a sign. I think the more times that Donald Trump says, okay, we're taking away the security clearances of so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so, and people every time go, what took so long? Wow, what took... Look, I don't know if McCabe still has his. It needs to be gone. I don't know if Stroke still has his, or Lisa Page, or Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, whoever. I don't know if Barack Obama ever had it because he couldn't pass the security clearance test. So, but whoever has them, every time he does it, don't be surprised if the public goes, yeah, if they cheer Donald Trump doing it. Now, the Democrats are going to cry, he's a dictator, he's a dictator! But every time he does it, I think the public, the general public's going to go, man, congratulations, another swamp rat has been executed. Glad you guys are here. Brian Stelter says that we're panicking. And I touched on this a bit. I've been touching on it the whole time because I think the Democrats are the ones that are really running scared. But I want to play this clip of Stelzer in kind of in the context of everything that we've been talking about, and he's telling us where there's a reason who should be panicking. So let's play that.
Look, there's so much wrong with these tweets. He even misspells the word council, and it doesn't stop there. Here are six of the tweets today. At one point, he's comparing Mueller to Joseph McCarthy. You'd look at this if you were in some other foreign capital, and you'd say, is the president okay? Is he all right? You know, I've been noticing this all week. The president live-tweeting Fox more than he ever has before. We counted it up of his almost 100 tweets during the week. Dozens of those, at least 23 of them, came directly from Fox News coverage. Others were clearly inspired by Fox News. So before we begin, we wanted to take a look at what he's hearing on Fox, what people like Judge Jeanine Pirro are telling him through the TV. Pirro was taunting Robert Mueller on Saturday night, bemoaning poor Paul Manafort. And notice the word here, notice the word rat that she uses.
You're trying to get him to rat on the president of the United States. And you're panicking now, Bob. But you know, Bob, we're all getting tired of this. And this all comes down to your effort to get Donald Trump indicted, and you are panicking. You got nothing.
Okay, panicking. So who's really panicking? The woman who's taunting the prosecutor through the TV? Or is it the special counsel team that's just quietly doing its work? There have been no signs of Mueller panicking. But notice how Pirro fed that idea. She fed it to Rudy Giuliani a few minutes later, and then he happily repeated the panicking thing.
Does it tell you that Mueller is starting to panic and starting to get McGahn to work with him? To tell McGahn, hey, look, the president's teeing you up for a fall? Who is this? What's going on?
Well, I think the best analysis would be that the Mueller team is panicking.
Okay, so do you see how this works? See how the echo chamber or the mirror maze is happening? Now it's Mueller panicking. That's the new talking point. Even though it's nonsensical.
The mirror maze is what he called it. So I want to play at least one montage. Maybe we can get a couple of them. But let's play the montage of the left.
The reviews are in. And Congressman Nunes' memo was a dud. The Nunes memo is a dud. Let's start with Sean Hannity. Not to be undeterred by the sort of dud factor of the memo.
That this memo was a complete dud. It overpromised and underdelivered.
I mean, it's pretty much a dud. I got to tell you, though, I mean, it's kind of a dud. It doesn't really deliver.
I prefer really big revealing documents to really narrow duds. This looks like a dud. I could tell you from reading this memo and consulting with a wide range of experts, it's a dud. This memo is a dud. Nothing. A dud. But it is nothing, and nothing burger.
And less interesting about this memo is what is in it. It's pretty much a nothing burger.
A nothing burger.
Quote, dishonest, misleading, partisan nothing burger.
The only thing I fear from this memo, because I think it's really been a huge dud.
Some of the GOP Tea Party members were out there saying that this is the most vile thing they'd ever seen. And it's a big dud.
It's a dud.
Unfortunately, it fell flat yesterday, much, I think, to the chagrin of the president. This memo was a complete dud.
Everybody knows it was kind of a dud, even the people in the Republican Party who thought they were going to start some big trial balloon here. Nothing changed. It's almost an embarrassment.
There you got it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Back at you. A big nothing burger. It's a dud. So this guy, Judge Jeanine, says something. Rudy Giuliani repeats it, and he says, oh, look at that. You know, the funhouse mirror. And I could do an entire segment where we just take montages of the North Korea nuclear agreement, montages of the firing of Mueller, montage on Michael Flynn, montages on excuses for Hillary Clinton's losing, and so on and so forth. And these people say, we're orchestrating? Unbelievable.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.